You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam, good morning. So Belgium reeling after an attack in Liège?
Liège, yes. Morning, Gugu. Yeah, this is an extraordinary story, and we're getting more as it goes along. But basically, this man shot dead two female police officers and a civilian in Liège. The city's mayor, Willy Demeyer, has called it an execution, a deliberate targeting of police. The motive isn't yet clear, but apparently he shouted, "God is great," in Arabic, and several witnesses heard that. He then stabbed the two women police officers from behind, grabbed their own guns, and shot them dead. He then shot a passenger in a car that happened to be nearby, a trainee teacher. He ran into a school nearby and took a female cleaner hostage. And then there was a shootout that evolved. It was almost a siege, really. But in the course of that shootout, four other police officers were also shot, but not killed. And then ultimately, police moved in, they rescued the hostage and shot the attacker dead. So we'll never know some things about him because he's been shot dead. But it is thought he had only been released on what they call temporary release on Monday, having served some time for drug offences, and had essentially been radicalized in prison. It's not what you want to hear, really, is it, about your prison service? And certainly Belgium will be having a very close look at that.
And there's been a big fuss about soccer star Raheem Sterling's tattoo, which I find quite interesting as someone who has quite a number of tattoos.
Well, do your tattoos cause a stir? Have they ever caused a bit of an issue?
No, they stress my mother out every now and again because I get them quite often and she's worried I have a problem. But no, they don't really cause a stir.
I think it's a parent's right, isn't it, to be slightly stressed out about, I mean, almost anything that, you know, your kids do. But this is quite a stir because it's a tattoo of a gun on Raheem Sterling's lower leg. So on his right leg, sort of round about the calf muscle-ish, there is a tattoo of an M16 assault rifle, which has got anti-gun campaigners up in arms, as it were. There are any number of social media posts saying that this is, a tattoo that is unacceptable and sickening because he is a footballer representing his country and about to go to the World Cup, after all, which is hence why the tattoo has come out. Lucy Cope from the group Mothers Against Guns says, essentially, Raheem Sterling should not be allowed to represent his country until he gets rid of it. Now, Sterling's own father was killed by a gun, shot dead in Jamaica when Raheem Sterling was just a little lad. So he himself has said there's a deeper meaning to this and he shouldn't be judged just by what is essentially, he says, an unfinished tattoo. It's a strange debate to have over someone's body art, but I suppose it's the moment you're representing your country, in inverted commas, that I guess people look at it a bit more closely.
And it looks like bureaucracy beat the billionaire.
Yeah, the Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich, he basically hasn't been allowed into the UK for a little while because his visa ran out. This is a guy who, after all, has any number of business interests in the UK, a house, a football club, he owns Chelsea. But you know what? The tentacles of red tape are like, and they got him. So in the meantime, we know that Roman Abramovich decided he would fly to Tel Aviv for instant Israeli citizenship, no questions asked, and also in the process became Israel's richest person. But the UK Prime Minister has now stepped in. Theresa May says, yes, he can come here on a visitor's visa. Should he want to live, work or study here, he needs to answer some more questions, including, and there's a new question apparently on the long-term visa application, which says, where does your wealth come from? Which might be a tricky one for Roman Abramovich. I mean, we know he did some gas deals, but he may have done some other things as well. Mm. So potentially, it could be do svidaniya, Mr. Abramovich, and shalom, potentially.
Adam, thank you very much. Always a pleasure chatting to you.
So thanks, Gugu.
Then every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know about. And today's question came from Omer Kazi. And the question is, why does it take longer to fly one direction than the other, east to west versus west to east? And that was hashtag Emirates Worldview. And to get the answer, we spoke to Captain Margie Fulyun, a pilot at Gulula.
Flights from east to west generally take longer than flights from west to east because of the prevailing winds. Wind currents in the upper atmosphere, called jet streams, flow from west to east. These winds are stronger in winter. For example, my flight yesterday from Joburg to Cape Town took 1 hour 56, but the return flight took 1 hour 36.
And congratulations, Amir Kazee, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won yourself 1,000 Rand courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Morning, Robin. Glad to see you're back. I just wanted to pop in before your meeting with the team from Chambers & Chambers.
Don't worry, Mr. Fredericks. I took care of that already.
You did? How?
Over a bottle of fine French wine and a gourmet meal.
Oh.
I happened to sit next to Miss Chambers at the Emirates Lounge in Beijing.
So you landed the account before you even took off. That's good work.
With gourmet meals and fine wines in our worldwide lounges, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.